Welcome back to Coping with Jesus, a podcast brought to you by St. Walter Church in Roselle, Illinois. This is our ninth week of season three. This season, we have been calling our Coping with Jesus Beautiful Moments with Jesus. And we are using quotes from a book called Do Something Beautiful for God, which has a lot of quotes from St. Mother Teresa. My name is Donna Burke, and Julie Majowski and I,
hello there,
will be your hosts today. Our guest today is, we have one guest today, our friend Teresa Castellisi, and thank you for being back with us.
Oh, thanks, Teresa, for having me.
And enjoying your summer, being off from teaching, getting ready from the new...
Getting ready for the new year.
New year.
Yes.
That's great. Teresa picked our quote for today. So I had a couple of ideas. So from this book, in case you have it, Do Something Beautiful for God, we are going to August 15th today, in case you have the book. And the quote, this is the quote taken from Mother Teresa's words. Don't come to prayer looking for extraordinary experiences. Come to visit your great friend, Jesus, always present and waiting for you in the tabernacle. This is the friendship that strengthens us to fulfill our day-to-day ordinary duties with extraordinary love and devotion.
Wow.
Yeah, this friendship strengthens us. That, I like that.
That is perfect coming off of Father Mario's homily from this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're doing the homily series on the real presence, and he was talking about how in the tabernacle, that's where the real Jesus lives. And he talked about visiting him. He talked about visiting him with the Blessed Sacrament. Adoration is coming up this weekend. So all great things. I think this is speaking to me because this is one of those things that I do pray, but I always have great intentions about visiting the Blessed Sacrament, and then I don't always do it.
So
I don't follow through.
I'm going to confess to that too, I guess, like confession here, but like, I have a great respect for the tabernacle and the presence of Jesus in the tabernacle. I can't walk by without Good Morning Jesus or a little genuflect or something. But if that's really Jesus, then why can't I sit still and be present?
Right. That's the hard thing.
I always say hello to him or add a little prayer or something as I pass by, which I do often because of working in the church. Taking the time to sit there and be with my friend,
That reminds me of during the pandemic when we were completely shut, 100% shut, and only Donna or Father Mario, Deacon Jose at the time, you know, there was only a few of us that were in the church at any given time doing things. And I remember walking in one time and Frank Pusateri was just sitting in a chair facing right by the tabernacle, just sitting there. Yes. And it kind of scared me because I didn't expect anyone to be in. And then, so I left him alone. He stayed there for probably a good 15 or 20 minutes until whatever we were setting up for, I think it was one of the prayer services or something like that. And then he left. But he would do that almost weekly where all of a sudden Frankie would just be sitting in the, in the church and had brought a chair over.
And didn't it make you feel like during the pandemic he missed being close to the presence?
Correct.
Yes, it made me feel like that. I do have tabernacle, Blessed Sacrament envy, because when I see people kneeling there or sitting there praying, I'm just like, why can't I be holy like those people? Why can't I be close to you like those people? And then I try to talk myself into, well, I am close to you. I talk to you all day, but this is different. I don't sit with my friend.
You know, and I think with with the Frankie story and with those people that you talk about, they're exercising that muscle. You know, like if you, you know, that saying, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Right.
And I think that's what they do. My issue with the tabernacle and adoration is that it's always there. Like it said in the quote, always present. And it seems like because God is always present, do I need him all the time?
Oh, that's...
So do I find that I don't visit him unless I need him mm-hmm. or I need something. It's like that friend who's always following you around.
Or always faithful, right?
Always. You don't always go to them because you know that no matter what, they're always there.
Right.
Which is very complacent on my part. I mean, I realize that's not the way to be with a friendship.
That's an interesting thing about friendship. Is that there's some friends that you don't think you have to tell things to mm-hmm. or share because they pretty much know. Mm-hmm. They pretty much know you and know how you're feeling or whatever. And maybe we kind of take
them for
Jesus
granted,
for granted
yeah.
that way too. Like, mm-hmm. oh, he knows. I don't mm-hmm. have to tell him or.
Right. Same thing, you know, like I love the ritual of Mass and I love the meditative qualities of rosary, but sometimes I don't need the meditation that day, or sometimes I feel like life is going okay. I don't need that extra help or that extra reflection. And that's where I think complacency comes in. And that's what I struggle with.
So that again brings me back, circles back to Father's homily where he said, don't not be present. That was a double negative. So that's not exactly mm-hmm. what he said, but don't be absent from life,
mm-hmm.
you know? And he said that, how can you have a relationship with your kids if you're not present in their lives or present at home or home for dinner or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what, we have to be present.
Mm-hmm.
He's always present. Mm-hmm. That is he being Jesus. But the discipline is for us to always be present.
Right. Right.
Yes. Yes.
That's difficult.
And going back to the quote, come to visit your great friend Jesus. You know, that's in our busy world, I think, and you were alluding to that, Teresa, in our busy world, we don't always give our friends that we know are there our best time. Mm-hmm. Because, and I have done that to you, Julie. You know, like last week when you were doing band camp or whatever, you have an issue going on at home. Instead of saying, how was band camp?
Right.
Or how was this? I get right to the business because, well, you know, I know what you did last. I don't know why. Just like, you know, well, do we have time to talk about band camp or do we need to talk about business, work or whatever, you know? But be truly present to our friends. And that's what I need to learn. Like, I don't need to And same thing with you, Teresa. You know, you didn't need Jesus right now. I don't need to ask him for something right now. But maybe I could just sit and be with him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's difficult, too, yeah. because like you said, I just feel that God knows everything that's going on in my life. So what? Anything I tell him, he already knows. It's right. like it's a waste of his ear. He has more important things to worry about, such as famine and disease and people and all over the world with more complicated issues. And sometimes I just feel like I'm being petty when I just pray for
but
something.
But maybe the thing is just to sit and not pray.
Maybe it's just to sit and be.
And then, and let that peace
wash over me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good
so,
point.
Yeah.
Because that's what sometimes with prayer that I feel like.
Yes.
Either I don't know what to say, which I have plenty to pray about, but I, mm-hmm. I you know, it's kind of like when you have to go and tell the mechanic what's wrong with your car and you can't really articulate it.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that's how I feel. I can't really articulate in my prayer what I want, what I need, what I feel. And then I feel guilty because
mm-hmm.
I can't articulate it, but, that's when I try to remind myself, just sit and feel it. Like, just feel that love.
So mine is different. Like, I don't like asking for anything. So I'm like you said, Teresa, well, he already knows. So he knows what my troubles are, and I hate to keep asking, like, he didn't hear me last time or whatever. So I, you know, like, I'll be at adoration. I'll be like, okay, I'm not going to ask for anything. You know where I'm at in life. I'm just going to sit here. Well, then I start falling asleep. I'm like.
Maybe that's what you need.
Maybe that's what I need. Or my mind is going everywhere. And I'm like, I know, why is my mind wandering to all these places? I'm here with Jesus. I mean, like, I should be thinking Jesus thoughts, you know. And instead I have all this life stuff going on, you know. But that might be what I need to be thinking about.
The life stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
So I do adoration every month. And when it was over here in the chapel and I had my hour, I thought, oh gosh, you know, I need to fill my time with my Bible and my prayer books. So I literally went to adoration with like a big bag of prayer books with my tea, because what if I get thirsty? So, so I had to have something to drink. And then I had my earbuds, because I have rosary on my phone. So I heard my earbuds. I said, I must look like somebody who's traveling somewhere. I have a bag, I have ear pods, I have my phone, I have my drink, I have my jacket in case I get cold.
You were ready.
I was.
And did you use what you brought?
I used none of it.
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought.
Which just tells you that the more prepared you are, the least you need.
So being with your friend is not just what we're saying. It's what we're hearing, what we're listening, how we're building relationship. And I think I just lost my train of thought. Oh, and so when people like Burkemasters, who heard his calling to the priesthood,
right.
Father Burke, I'm sorry. But, you know, people will say it was in front of the Blessed Sacrament that I heard this. Mm. So I need to learn how to listen to my friend Jesus. But when he tells me stuff, sometimes I'm like, that can't be what you're saying. I mean, you know,
right. Like,
really?
Are
you want
sure?
me to do that? Are you sure? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. But that listening, we need to listen to friends. Mm-hmm. We need to listen to our friend Jesus.
Yes.
Maybe it's just being open to the possibilities.
Right.
Just saying to ourselves, let me just think about this for the moment and just let this feeling wash over me. And from there, then we will move on to what action needs to take place.
So that's it's just the pause, practicing the holy pause, or
yes,
right?
Yeah.
The sacred pause.
It's very hard to be quiet.
It is, you know, but that's why I loved, right before this, we were talking about Curcio weekends.
Yes.
That's why I loved Curcio weekends, because I always had this busy, busy, busy life. Mm-hmm. And even when I worked the weekends, I usually had some job that was super busy. But being able to go into the chapel during those prayer times and just sit and rest was so amazing.
I totally agree. And also, when I talk about having prayer envy, it's also that these people are models. When we would sit in the chapel with the whole group and we'd have a meditation song.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd just look at people and everybody looked so peaceful that they gave it to me. Mm-hmm. You know, they would give it to me. Everybody was just, some were kneeling, some were sitting, some were swaying with the music, and they all were focused on Jesus, you know, and that's contagious. Mm-hmm. That is, and that,
so maybe
I think,
you do need your AirPods.
Maybe you do. Yeah,
they're light.
Yeah,
but that's also, this is a subject for another day. But that's also why I think it was in my Curcio, some of my Curcio talks. But is we need to hang around with people who have like mind,
So true.
So, you know, if you hang around with people who know Jesus, it helps you to know him better, but it also keeps you on track. You know, it keeps right. you focused.
Right.
Which is a big part of the grouping part, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. when you're doing that consistently. Mm-hmm. So.
And those people model for you. Right. They lift you up. That's what I find.
That's what I think. They give you strength and they lift mm-hmm. you up. And they
give you ideas on how to live out your faith.
So true.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Witnessing is so important. It's mm-hmm. sharing. Sharing how you feel so other people can identify, or they can mm-hmm. take it to a different level.
Right. Right.
Sharing what you're doing. Sharing what you're not doing. Mm-hmm.
Sharing your why. Mm-hmm. Sharing your stories. Mm-hmm. Last night on the Alpha Marriage course, we talked about, it was about families and your, when you get married, you bring two families together and their traditions and their pasts are very different, you know. And it focused a lot at the end of it on those who are having difficulty with
merging families.
Mm-hmm. And so I put a little addition to it at the end, because some people don't feel like they're having any trouble merging their two families, but they might have friends or mm-hmm. relatives or other people who are. And it's good to know that this exists and things that you can do about it. If nothing else, in addition, you can pray mm-hmm. for those people, because it can be a very big problem.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a big stressor. I can say that for mm-hmm. a fact. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because I have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It can really be pulling you apart. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's difficult to be upset with your spouse's family, because that's his family.
Right.
You right. know?
And sometimes I have to do a silent prayer before I enter into situations that I find might be stressful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just to say, so do I. Jesus, I trust in you. This will be okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or be with me, Lord. Help me mm-hmm. to say and do the mm-hmm. thing that will matter most mm-hmm. or that will be best.
Help me hold my tongue.
Right. Reminds me of, I was just going to say that saying that said, put your arm around me and your hand over my mouth.
I don't think I know that one.
No, I've never heard that before.
Yes. Mm. I could use that on a few people.
I don't think my arm is long enough.
Mm-hmm. You know, wrap in a hug.
Maybe wrap a hug.
Wrap around. I love it. The image there, the visual.
Yeah.
Yes. Just good for us to start our week here. For us, it's the beginning of the week. thinking about how we can not so much pray more, but
be more intentional, I think.
Pray differently. Be more present to Jesus. Be his friend.
Right, and I think maybe this kind of is just telling me I need to be more quiet. Mm-hmm. This is, that's what this quote is telling me, that in the quiet, that's when I will hear Jesus speak to me. And from there, our friendship can blossom and grow.
Right.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Because we all know he's there for us. It's just feeling that, I think, is what some of us don't always experience.
So I often use the Chosen these days as examples. Yeah. Always all my life through my Curcio meetings and things, I always say things like, I would give anything to have been an apostle walking the earth with Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so you watch the Chosen and you see them walking, and like what you said, Teresa, some of them need to be quiet more often. Mm-hmm. Some of them need to just watch what he's doing, and they are. They're amazed at how he just walked away. And one time recently, in one of the ones I was watching, is like, where's he going? He's going to pray. Mm-hmm. And I love when he'd leave them to go off to pray. And maybe that's what we need to do when we're having problems with in-laws or friends.
I also think when I think of Jesus' life, I think that it must have been very chaotic. Can you imagine just having these 12 people living with you all the time. And everywhere you go, you have hundreds of people following you.
Absolutely.
I mean, anybody would need to get away and just have some quiet time.
Quiet time.
And it's when I think of Jesus like that, he's very human to me. Mm-hmm.
Have you watched The Chosen?
I have not.
Yeah, that's
you have to watch it.
I do.
You do. All it right. is so good. There's an app you can download on your phone for free.
Okay.
And most of the episodes, each season has, I think, 8 episodes.
Okay.
And most of them are like 45 minutes long.
Okay.
But it truly, like you were saying, you wanted to always be apostle. It makes you feel like you are one of them because you're sitting there watching. Mm-hmm. It's not hokey. It's got humor. Mm-hmm. It's got validity. I mean, it is just.
And it helps you to understand that they didn't just live
these holy lives.
13 of them together at all times. They lived with the rest of the world.
Oh.
They lived and others were in and out. And
they came to him broken.
Yes, for that, for sure. For sure.
Well, right. They were sinners.
But,
right.
You know, we don't know exactly if it's true, but it's a way of making it real.
It's very true to the Gospels.
It's true to the Gospels. It's true to the scriptures.
Okay, and definitely.
But it makes you, brings it to reality of, what we can imagine.
Yeah, so we were talking about this all the time in, like, the spring. We would say it during staff meetings. And finally, Father said, well, let's watch it this summer together as a staff. So every Thursday, we've been getting together at noon and watching an episode. And we just watched the last one last week. He's like, I love this.
Season one. So now we talked a minute ago into season two.
We're
going to
do season two. We're going to take a couple weeks break. But he's like, I love this. Because he sits there and I watch him because I've already watched season one. And I sit and sometimes watch him watch it. And he's like, oh, this is that. Like things that click.
Right.
It's really cool. And then I love afterwards, we sit for about 15 minutes and just kind of talk about it. And I love learning from Father then. Like certain things that maybe I didn't pick
little
up on or know.
That
he'll explain it.
He saw differently.
Oh, wow.
It's very good. It is
it
very
feels like
very
I should
good.
Be coming here every Thursday at noon.
Well.
That's what it sounds like.
It sounds like, yeah.
We've got help wanted, so.
Don't tell Mary Catherine. We didn't say that. Anyway, so we have so many ways that we can get to know Jesus better. And this was a great discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I can make use of it in many ways.
For sure.
Yes, mm-hmm. as I move forward. So thank you. Thank you, Teresa, for being our our sole guest today.
And for the idea of this quote, because that was a good one.
Yes, a good choice.
Yes.
Yes,
it did.
And so let's just close. Lord God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for sending your son Jesus to help us live our lives and teach us how to live. And thank you for friends that help us grow in our love for you and our love for each other, and help us, Lord, to be a better friend to you, just strengthening our friendship each day. In your name,
amen.
Thank you again, Teresa.
Thank you, Julie.
It's been fun.
Thank you, Donna.
And we'll hopefully see. We won't see you, but. We hope that you will be back with us again next week as we conclude our third season of Beautiful Moments with Jesus on week 10.